Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
A pleasant good morning to all of you out there in Radio Land. I want to say hello to all my friends and well-wishers around the world. And I'm in here sitting in for Ivor. Ivor is on an assignment. He is at the Central Broad Regional Park, where he is involved with the Cricket USA T20. Matches are being played there over this weekend, and he is very much involved with that. And I was asked to help him in this respect to do his show this morning. Hope I can do justice to his very high standard that he has set. Just want to say good morning to all of you again. We invite you to tell one, tell all, that we are on the air. We'll be here until 12 o'clock. And we pray that as many of you as possible can be with us for the entire show. Call us. You know the number, but for the purposes, I will just say it's 1-515-605-9850. I repeat, the number is 1-515-605-9850. So call us, tell us what you thought, what are you thinking of. I hope the weather is as fine in your neck of the woods as it is in mine. I want to say hello to the folks down in Perrine, the folks down in Homestead, Liberty City, Coconut Grove, and how about the folks over there in Perrine? How about the folks down in Northwest and Pembroke Pines? All my friends and well-wishers, want to say hello to all of you. Good morning, good morning. Hope you have a good morning, and I hope my show will help bring you to have a better day. As usual, we will tell you the first hour of the show will be inspirational music, which will be played by me, and in between, I will give you some thoughts. And at the top of the hour, we'll be hearing for the sports news. You may hear from David, because he too is involved with the activities over there in the Central Broad Regional Park. We may not have him today, but I'll give you as much as I can, and we hope you'll get something to chew on. In between, we will be giving you the following: the West Indies, as they are trying to qualify in the ICC qualifiers. And I tell you, we are in a battle here with Ireland. But that being said, let me give this show its blessing. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your kindness of allowing us to present yet another show. We pray that you will let this show go on without any interruptions. We pray that you may help to heal the many of our listeners who are suffering and struggling with ill health. We ask that you put your healing touches in them. Help them to recover, and recover as soon as possible. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us. And we pray that you will bless the ones who help us to keep the show on the air. Bless the ones who will be joining us today and may be tempted to use the device and be distracted and be drawn into some conflict with the law. We pray, Father, that you bless the show and help everyone who is going to be involved with it today. I'm going to begin with a song I love very much. It's Above All.
Above all wisdom and
Yes, above all. Have you ever thought of this? What is the purpose of the Bible? I tell you, the Bible is a wonderful book, in my view. It's a guide. Every single aspect of your life can be directed by you directing your thoughts to the Bible, reading the words that are inspired by God to make man understand. Bible is a source of educational, it's informative, and above all, it's a wonderful read. Next up, folks, would be Faithful by Theo Thorn, my loving niece. Good morning to you, William. All right, but smaller man, good morning to you. I hope you are doing well. Good morning. Francis, Isilma Cornelius, Connie Whitley, Elcomito Willett, Ellie Matt, and Murchis Nisbet, all of whom are under the weather, having some temporary setbacks. We have asked the Lord to help them in their recovery. Let them all be healed, Lord. We know you can do it. Just want to throw another question out to our listeners. They may just be listening. I just want to ask them, how do you study the Bible? Do you read it as a novel, or do you just read it and digest it and go for concordance and find the meaning? Sometimes you read it and you don't understand it. Sometimes you read it again and then you probably get a better understanding. Then you ask someone, they give you a different interpretation. And that's why we have so many different religions in this world. But nevertheless, I think it's one of the best piece of reading material, the world best novel. Let it be read each and every day. I'm thankful for the Bible, and I hope and trust that you folks are.
They stop, my old brothers out in Nevis, the dwarf
brothers, they stop.
Let your sweet aroma fill my life. Rose of Sharon, show me how to grow in beauty in God's sight. Fearest of 10,000, make me a reflection of your light.
Day star, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. The door.
created by the master of deceit. They're groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes.
Like that one. I do hope it's a masterpiece. I love it. Love it. I just may just want to play it before the end of the show. But this one I want to give some airtime. This one is written by Dr. Prince Ramsey. He says, man is nothing but dust. It's a calypso mood, but it sends a message. Listen.
Man is God's greatest creation. sit and ponder. Why man boast and say he's master of all his suffering? So you see, if there's one answer I can find that would surely soothe my mind.
In the world we should just mind my day for death.
Whether a doctor or a lawyer, even the greatest philosopher.
In the world we should just nothing but dust.
So let the word be your guide, cause from it man cannot hide.
It's telling God we should trust. Man is nothing but dust.
Yeah. Oh. I tell you
Yes, 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 yes. Ponder on that. Man is nothing but dust. Just want to ask another question. What really happened at the cross? Was it that Jesus died only? What he died for? Think about that. Man is nothing but dust. What happened at the cross? Think about that question. And here's our brother, the King Abstinent. He sings something that you'd like. I'll tell you in a moment. Oh,
didn't make it on my own. I've been standing here all alone. It was Jesus who gave me the opportunity. Look at me, I'm a testimony. It was Jesus who made me a possibility. It was Jesus,
hey Jesus,
he never gave up on me. It was Jesus who reached out and laid his hand on me. Look at me, I'm a testimony. Look at me, I'm a testimony. I've lost my voice, I lost my speech. Now I can sing and I can preach. It was Jesus who fixed me and decided to use me. Look at me, I'm a testimony. It was Jesus who made me a possibility. It was Jesus,
hey Jesus,
he never gave up on me. It was Jesus who reached out and laid his hand on me. Look at me, I'm a testimony. Look at me, I'm a testimony. I was stricken on my back, now I'm learning how to walk. It was Jesus who never gave up on me. Look at me, I'm a testimony. It was Jesus who made me a possibility. It was Jesus,
hey Jesus,
he never gave up on me. It was Jesus who reached out and laid his hand on me. Look at me, I'm a testimony. You know, when I think of God's goodness and mercy, his love and compassion, I will forever sing praise. When I think of all the pain and suffering that I've been through, I will forever give thanks and praise. It was Jesus who made me a possibility. It was Jesus,
hey Jesus,
he never gave up on me. It was Jesus who reached out and laid his hand on me. Look at me, I'm a testimony. It was Jesus who made me a possibility. It was Jesus,
hey Jesus,
he never gave up on me. It was Jesus
who reached out and laid his hand on me. Look at me, I'm a testimony.
Yes, good morning. That's what the great Sir King Absolet, one of the Calypso Knights in Antigua. Listen to the words. Those words are meaningful. Having gotten a stroke and now back, he lost his speech, he's lost the ability to walk, and now he's still singing. Bless his soul. Take the name of Jesus with you. The Great Plains Chorale. I love this.
The name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you, take it then wherever you go. Precious name, O Almighty, hope of earth, joy of heaven, precious name, for us we, hope of earth and joy of heaven.
Oh, the precious name of Jesus, how it thrills our souls with joy. Loving arms receive us, and hear songs our tongues employ.
Precious name, O Almighty, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, O Almighty, hope of earth.
Another question for you all out there. Jesus, who? Who indeed is Jesus? Do you know who is Jesus? Do you know that Jesus is God? He's one of the Trinity. Think on that. Now I'm going to ask you to listen to this one. I love this one. I hope you enjoy it as well. Nothing but the blood.
Yeah, thank you for your blood. Blood.
love it. How about you? It is well with my soul, says the late, great Hopeton Lewis. This is another of my favorites. Sing on out, Brother Hopeton.
If I could count the tears that have fallen, it would seem like an ocean to me. And if my heart were a window you could look through, oh, the pain and scars you would see. Tears will never stain the streets of that city. No ring of death on my mansion's door. Teardrops ain't welcome beyond the gate of glory. Cause the heart will never break anymore. I question the loss of a loved one. The grave seems so final and cold. But we'll meet again where death has no victory. In a land where we will never grow. I've never met one man without sorrow. Never looked into eyes with no pain. But there's a land where grief is a total stranger, and the joy is the only song they sing. Tears will never stain the streets of that city.
Artist, the late great Hopeton Lewis. I hope you enjoy that one. And this is another one that I love dearly. I hope you will indeed like it as I do. What are the rewards of being saved, my friends? What are the rewards of being saved? Is it any difference in your life for you to be saved? Listen to this one. He alone is worthy.
Thank you. all the earth to pay the debt of sin for everyone. Who can win the victory over death, hell, and the grave? It's the Lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ the Son. Oh, is where to worship and adore.
cool. Seventh-day Adventist Church. I know you love that song, and I surely hope that you enjoy it. Just want to say good morning to my brother Millicent Samuel, Dr. Leroy Lexi, Joe D. Santino. And we're going to go out this morning soon and very soon by number one, Lake Bed, and with that, this one, Take Me Back, by the same singer, one of my favorite, Andre Crouch. May his soul rest in eternal peace. Hope each and every one of you would have enjoyed most of what I played this morning, if not all. And I just got to take out of this section with this song, another one by Andre Crouch, Take Me Back. Thank you. And here is where we end this segment of the inspirational portion of this show. I do hope you enjoyed every moment of it. I enjoyed so much so that I tried to sing. I hope my singing was worthwhile listening to. But I know I enjoyed every moment. I'm going to just ask you to be with us as we bring you some thoughts. Hopefully, we'll hear from others who will call in and bring their rendition of what is happening in the world of sports. But in the meantime, in between time, just want to tell you it's good news, very good news for West Indies fans, because the West Indies are through to the Super Six. One stage, one hurdle is passed.
So, we're going to rally around the West Indies, can we not? Yes, we should.
Thank you. Bravo.
Yes, indeed. When you hear that song, you know that's time for the sports. Sports in Brief by yours truly. We are indeed a champion. I'm going to begin this morning with telling the folks that West Indies are indeed champions. They have defeated the Ireland team by some 52 runs. West Indies, they scored 257 for 8 and dismissed Ireland for 205, giving them a win by 52 runs and giving them 3 from 3, which means, in essence, they will qualify for the Super Six. And the standings we have so far, apart from today's victory, in Group B, Scotland on 6 points lead that group. Zimbabwe were second on 4 points. Hong Kong third on 2 points. Afghanistan, though they won a match today, they were without a point until today's victory. And Nepal, they are on 2 points. I mean, they are 2 matches with 2 losses with no points. In the meantime, in between time, the West Indies, though Ireland were on top on a better net run rate, now the West Indies have taken them over after having gotten this win today. And the West Indies should be on top of the group, followed by Ireland, the United Arab Emirates, Papua New Guinea, and the Netherlands. So we look forward to see how the next round will go. West Indies have pulled it through. Returning our attention with some more victory for West Indies team, because the men A team has already won the ODI series 2 matches out of 3. The first, the West Indies won by, well, they won West Indies by 5 runs. West Indies, they scored 272 in the first ODI, and England Lions, they were dismissed for 267. In the second encounter, West Indies scored 256 for 9, and England Lions were dismissed for 231. So again, congratulations to the West Indies A team, having won the unofficial test matches 3-love, whitewashing the Lions, and are on the verge of doing the same on the ODI. So again, West Indies 2-love in the 3-match ODI series, and looking to duplicate a whitewash in the ODI as well. So good luck and best wishes to the players all. We take a look at England over there in New Zealand. And England, they have won the ODI series in New Zealand 3-2. The last 2 matches that were played, England made 335.9, and New Zealand were able to overcome that, 339.5, winning there by 5 wickets. But England came back with a bang. They dismissed New Zealand for 223, and England scored 229.3, giving them a 7 wickets and enabled them to get a series victory over the New Zealanders. We will be looking at the Caribbean Premier League some more on tomorrow, so I urge that you join us. Join us at 6 o'clock when you'll hear the likes of Cardinal Mills, and we'll be hearing from him in a short while. I'm not too sure whether Ivor would get a chance, but you know he's at an assignment over there at the Central Broad Regional Park, where they are doing the Super 10 there for the Cricket Council USA. And it's heating up, it's teaming up. Things are getting better. And the MAT 10 is in progress, and it will go until Sunday. And 9 of this Sunday, we had some scores, but we'll leave that for tomorrow. We have some scores that we have gotten from their webpage, and we will. Indeed, but we invite all and sundry to go out to the Central Broad Regional Park, where they see cricket action, T10 action on Friday, the Miami Sharks, they won by 47 runs. And also on Friday, the New Jersey Pacers won by 6 wickets. And also Friday, we have victory for the Sharks again, winning by 71 runs over, don't quite know who they played here, but they won that encounter. And then on Friday, the New Jersey Pacers, they won by some 8 wickets. More details are to follow. So we invite you to be with us tomorrow when we'll give you more details. Well, of course, we mentioned that in Sri Lanka, they're going to be touring the Caribbean, and their tour will start May the 30th. And the first test will begin June the 6th. The second will begin the 14th, and the third will be on the 23rd. So keep your eyes and ears open for more details that are to follow. Australia versus, well, South Africa, not up date with the scores, but Australia, they were out in the first innings for 243 in the second test. In South Africa, the latest scores I had was that they were, let me see, they were 253 for 7, South Africa, 253 for 7. Of course, we want to remind our friends that Australia, having won the first test match by 118 runs, but we'll give you all the details tomorrow. And West Indies ladies are on tour of New Zealand, and from all reports, they're not doing too well. They haven't lost their 2 opening matches, folks. One by a narrow margin, and second one, they lost by some 8 wickets. Not too good showing, ladies. You gotta tighten your belts, ladies. We're going to be looking tomorrow at the India Premier League, how when the format is for this year and what to expect. The Pakistan Super League, we have the standing. The Islamabad United, they are heading the league with the Sultan in second place, the Gladiators in third, Karachi Kings, they are in fourth, the Peshawar